KAKABEKA, Running Shoes hit the pavement Sunday as around 250 runners took part in the 5th annual Caquabeca Falls Legion Half Marathon and 8K race. In addition to the normal half marathon and 8K races, this year added a full marathon in honor of the 80th anniversary of the Dieppe Raid. This is our 5th annual event, it's the 3rd Sunday of every August, we run a half marathon and an 8K, and this year because it was the 80th anniversary of the Dieppe Raid, we put on a full marathon. So we ran a full marathon which is 26.2 miles, a half marathon which is 13.1 miles, and of course the 8K which is 8K, said race director of the Caquabeca Falls Legion Half Marathon and 8K Jim Gilbert. With 31 runners taking part, the full marathon overall was finished in a time of 3 hours 13 minutes and 19 seconds .7 by Rebecca Bennett. The first male finisher in the full marathon was Steve Dorval with a time of 3 hours 14 minutes and 12 seconds .1. I'm a little tired but accomplished. I've been running, probably seriously, for about 1 year now. Yeah, just pretty proud of myself, it's a great turnout, it's a great event, this won't be my last marathon, many more to come, said Steve. The overall winner of the 8K was Paige Kobe with a time of 31 minutes 15 seconds and 6 milliseconds. Followed by the male winner Jeffrey Bond with a time of 35 minutes 32 seconds and 6 milliseconds. The overall winner of the half marathon was Terry Dittmars with a time of 1 hour 18 minutes and 42 seconds .3. Followed by the female winner Rachel Lee timing in at 1 hour 36 minutes and 33 seconds .5. The 2023 event will be themed after the 100th anniversary of the Naval Reserve, which is next year. We try to integrate a lot of the stuff from the history of the armed forces, so this year was the 80th, next year, heads up on this, we will be celebrating the 100th anniversary of the Naval Reserve. So that's going to be our theme for next year and the year after. We're not sure what we're doing on that, but we're sure we're going to be around, said Gilbert.